Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, February 16th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI has introduced a new tool called Sora that uses artificial intelligence to create high-quality videos from a written prompt. The company released short clips showcasing vivid, seemingly realistic videos, including woolly mammoths trekking across a snowy field, as well as people doing everyday things like walking down a city street. Microsoft-backed OpenAI said it was aware of Sora's potential to create misinformation and harmful content, adding that it's sharing the technology with a select group of researchers and academics who will study it to find ways that the AI program could be misused. It hasn't yet been released to the public. Chinese EV maker BYD is considering building a factory in Mexico as it plots an entry into the U.S. market. Building cars in Mexico and then exporting them to the U.S. would enable the world's largest seller of EVs to avoid hefty import tariffs. CEOs at rival automakers in North America have warned about the potential threat posed by Chinese companies, arguing for government action such as subsidies that could counteract any attempts to get a foothold in the U.S. market. A decision regarding Mexico is yet to be made, though, with a BYD spokesperson saying that the company isn't planning any imminent announcements regarding new markets. And we are exclusively reporting that Russian forces in Ukraine are using thousands of Starlink satellite internet terminals, according to Kyiv's top military intelligence officer. Those comments suggest that Moscow has managed to acquire enough of the devices made by Elon Musk's SpaceX to cut into what has been a major Ukrainian battlefield advantage after previously having no similarly secure communication system. A spokesman for SpaceX didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Musk has previously said that SpaceX wasn't selling to Russia. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher. European shares are also gaining, and U.S. stock futures are flat following yesterday's market rally, with the S&P 500 today expected to hit another record high. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.